We're so glad to be here. And as you all know, we're the Sirdas, but I'm Sister Joey, and that's Brother Joe over there. And we've been here before, but we count it a blessing and a privilege to be with Pastor and Sister Snow. And thank the Lord for allowing us to be here. Thank the Lord for His goodness. I've already felt the presence of Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord is so good here tonight. Whatever need you have, it's right here. It's already here where we can receive from the Lord. And tonight we're going to sing this song. I'm not going to say too much, but I just want to say I thank the Lord. I heard someone testify this morning or tonight. I thank the Lord for being saved. And I'm thankful tonight that I'm saved and that I know this Jesus who died on the cross
Praise
for
God,
me.
Yes.
Many, many years ago, He died for me. And I thank the Lord because He shed His blood for me so that I could be here tonight. And if you don't know Jesus, tonight is your night to receive Him,
yes,
to get to know this wonderful Savior whom we're serving. And we're going to sing this song, I Know a Man Who Can.
Yes.
How many know that man who
yes,
can?
Yes, hallelujah.
And what is His name?
Jesus.
What is His name?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. Some call Him Savior, but I call Him Jesus.
Praise
and
God.
I'm so glad that we know Him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I can take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's sincere, make him whiter than snow, but I know a man who can. Yes, I'll call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men, but I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you think that no one loves you, and your life is out of hand, oh, I know a man who can. Yes, He can. You believe it tonight, help us thank Him. Yes, I'll call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men, but Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. Oh, yes, He is. If you think that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, oh, I know a man who can.
I can walk upon the water or calm the troubled sea. Oh, but I know a man who can.
Thank God He can. Oh, yes, He can.
I can cause blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk. Oh,
but I know a man who can. Can you lift a hand with us? Let's reach out and touch Him tonight. Oh, yes, I'll call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call Him Jesus, for He He's my dearest friend. Oh, yes, He is. If you think that you, and your life is out of hand. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he can. Maybe somebody needs to know he can tonight. Oh, yes, I'm call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. Oh, what a friend we have in him tonight. If you think that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, oh, thank God. Thank God. Yes, we do. Oh, yes, you can. One more time. Hallelujah. Let him know you believe him tonight. Yes, I'll call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. And if you think that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, oh, I know a man who can. Hallelujah. Just know we can tonight. Well, if you think that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, oh, yes, I know a man who can. Hallelujah. Would you worship him with us tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I know he can. Amen. I know he can. I know he can. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Pastor, can I use this? Okay. We're so glad tonight to be here with you. Such a blessing. Feel such a sweet presence of the Lord in this house. Amen. I'm glad for him tonight, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad that we have just enjoyed his presence all day long. Amen. Enjoyed a wonderful message this morning. Appreciate Pastor and Sister Snow allowing us to come and be with you tonight. And I feel like maybe someone in this house needs to know that he still can. Praise God. He's still able and willing exceedingly abundantly above all that I would ever ask or think. Thank God. I know he can tonight. Praise the Lord. And I believe sometimes it's like someone testified tonight. We need to know that he can. Even when it looks impossible, seems like it can't be done. I've got to know that he can tonight. Praise the Lord. Take a Bible with me if you would. And can we turn to the book of Exodus tonight? The book of Exodus chapter 17. The 17th chapter. Appreciate his goodness here tonight. Appreciate his presence. And it's great to be with you. And looking forward to what the Lord has for us over these next few days. And believe in the Lord for revival. Praise God. Amen. I believe his presence has been here tonight. And don't want to tarry long tonight. But I would like to just share a little something with you to encourage us here tonight. That maybe we can, amen, just continue what began this morning, what's coming to the service here tonight, that it would just continue to flow, amen, in such a way like the brother sang tonight, not drinking out of the cup anymore or the saucer now, amen, because my cup's overflowing, amen. I need my cup to overflow tonight, don't you? Amen. I tell you, on a daily basis, I need to know that the Master can just flood my soul with joy, joy unspeakable and full of his glory. Chapter 17, if you have it, say amen. Amen. It says, all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. Thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Is the Lord among us or not? Verse number 8, he says, Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Praise God. I want you to turn, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy real quickly here in 25. Deuteronomy 25 and 17. Praise the Lord. 25:17. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love His Word, don't you? Amen. I love His Word. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when you were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. I want to take that for my thought here tonight, verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee. Remember what Amalek did unto thee. Hallelujah. Would you help us to pray tonight, Pastor? Could you lead us in prayer tonight?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we call upon you.
Have your way, Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank God. We all said amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Precious Lord. I feel that He is ever so present. Amen. Amen. A present help in the time of trouble. And I'm glad that I don't have to just wait till trouble comes to call on Him, but that I can call on Him at any time. He's always available, always waiting, always ready to hear, always ready to answer the call, the cry of one of His children tonight. I'd like to preach to you tonight from that thought. I'm not the best at titles, but I just thought just stuck out to me so directly tonight. And I thought about, you know, the children of Israel this time that they had come already through, it seemed like a terrible time, because they, through the desert and through the heat of the desert, found themselves at that place where they had no water to drink. And going to Moses, they began to cry out to him, Did you bring us out thence to kill us? Here are us, our children, our cattle, here in the wilderness with nothing to drink now in the heat of this desert. And I believe something began to take place that day, because I believe the Lord wanted to remind them. I love the way the question was stated. You know, it was really a sad thing, because in fear and doubt, Brother Snow, they began to question and began to say, Is the Lord among us or not? Is the Lord among us or not? You know how many times, brother and sister, we face the trial, we face the test, we face the problem, we face the situation, we face the circumstance. And I know what I believe, and I know in whom I have believed. But I tell you, the question rises up, and the devil would like to cause me to think, Is the Lord among us or not?
Is he still moving like he used to move? Amen. Is he still doing great things and great wonders in lives? Amen. I felt his wonderful presence in this house today. And I, without a doubt, I know that someone's life was touched. Amen. Somewhere along through this day, the glory of God was here. And the presence of his Holy Ghost was sweeping over our souls. And I believe, brother, that we can feel and know that certainly the Lord was among us. Amen. Even here tonight, as we continue on in the remainder of the servants, I'd like to let it be our prayer and say, oh Lord, would you just abide with us just a little bit longer? Would you spend just a little bit more time with each and every one of us here in this house tonight? We've come hungry and we've come determined and we've come with our minds made up and our eyes set upon glory, because we know we need that touch from heaven. We've got to have it to go on just a little bit further. Maybe you might be facing that wilderness tonight and feel at times that you're at a place where there's nothing to drink, where there's nothing to eat. Amen. The sustenance and the famine that seems to hit us at times, that we feel like we need just a little bit more of him and just a greater touch of his mercy and his grace. Amen. That's when I believe we can reach up a hand and say one more time, I know that he still can. I know he still can. Hallelujah. That scripture that Pastor read this morning, brother, I've read that a time and time again, and it never hit me like it hit me this morning. After you've come to know God, how can you turn to the weak and to the beggarly elements of this world? And I thought about the children of Israel. You know, we think about them so many times, brother, because, amen, so much comparable to me and you at times, because when everything is going good, we're ready to shout the victory. When everything is going fine, we're ready to call upon his wonderful name. But as soon as trouble comes and the problem hits us and things begin to come our way, it's very easy for that question, amen, the doubts and the fears begin to raise up, and we begin to say, brother, one more time, is the Lord among us, or is he not? I want to encourage someone here in this house that the same Holy Ghost that has kept us thus far, brother and sister, is the same Holy Ghost that's going to preserve us until the glorious appearing of our wonderful Savior. Who's looking for him tonight? Have you got your eyes set upon those eastern skies, waiting for the glorious coming and appearing of our Master? Amen. But in the meantime, the enemy's coming up behind, and he wants to destroy the faith and the hope that God has placed within my heart and yours. He wants to take out, amen, that great, amen, that great seed that has been planted in my heart. Amen. And I appreciate that message this morning, amen, because it stirred my heart just as a reminder to let me know, brother and sister, amen, sometimes we get to just a little bit too sure-footed and just a little too much on solid ground, and we feel like it can never slip out from underneath us. Amen. But as soon as the miracle took place and water came forth out of the rock and they began to drink, brother, amen, then come Amalek, amen, then come the enemy, then come the trouble to face them one more time. But I tell someone here tonight, it might be a rainy day and a troublesome time in your life, and sometimes when it rains it seems like it pours, but there's a glory of God in this house tonight that I believe can secure and can strengthen me and can fill me and can anoint me and prepare me to go just a little bit further into what God has called me and you unto tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The great appointment that he hath made with me and you here tonight. Amen. Just to maybe just remind us a little bit to remember what Amalek did to us before. I feel like sometimes when you look back, and you know, I don't say look back to dwell or engulf yourself in the past, but I say sometimes it's good to look back just to remember, amen, to keep me on my guard, brother, amen, to remind me that I don't want to slip under what Amalek did to me before. I don't want to slip under what he trapped me in before. And when the captivity and the trouble and the sin that engulfed my life captured me and kept me from the things that God had for me, brother, amen, sometimes I got to look back and can remember, it was when I was weak. It was when I was weary. It was when I was going through the desert and going on my journey and not feeling the strength that I needed. And that's when Amalek came up and tried to take my victory again. But how many of you know the victor's in this house tonight? Amen. The deliverer is in this house tonight. His name is Jesus. He's able. I know a man who can, don't you? I know he can. Lift a hand with me tonight. Let's just let him know that we believe that he can. Amen. Sometimes I feel like he just likes to know that we would believe him and that we would trust him and not make him our last option, but make him our first choice. Amen. Not make him our last resort, but make him the first. Lord, I'm willing to trust you. I'm willing to believe you. The weak and the beggarly elements of this world. To the children of Israel, water was important. And to me and you, it is too. But I tell you, sometimes those weak and those beggarly are the things, brother, that make me doubt, that make me fear. Sometimes the weak and the beggarly are the things that make me question and make me misunderstand. Sometimes the weak and the beggarly are those things that, amen, take the glory out of what God is trying to do in my life and cause me to see nothing but unbelief, doubt, and fear, and allow the enemy one more time to come up behind me and overtake me when I'm not ready, when I'm not prepared, and when I'm not steadfast. Open to somebody tonight. Take up in your hand the precious word of God, and take up that sword of the Spirit. Take up the Holy Ghost tonight, and the power of God, and say, Lord, I believe you're going to help me to stand strong. Help me to stand. Because when the news comes, and when the report comes, and when the thing comes and knocks at the door, and I open the door and I'm faced with something that I never thought I'd be faced with. Moses wrapped it up in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way. Remember what he did. Amen. I enjoyed that. Those young children here this morning, Brother Snow, as they were telling the devil, get out of here. Amen. Let's put it in them, church. Get out of here. Somebody's got to be able to, if we don't remember what he did to us. Amen. There's some of you here tonight, amen, that could testify of where you've come from and where he's brought you from and what he's brought us out of, brother, and where we could have been if it hadn't been for that mercy and that grace. But surely goodness and mercy has followed us, and the grace of God had changed us tonight and has brought us to a place of which we can know, amen, that surely had it not been the Lord that was on my side, I would surely be lost tonight. Had it not been the Master that saved me and redeemed me, I'd be lost and undone. No hope, nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. But thank God, thank God, thank him that he hath helped us. Thank him that he hath rescued us. Hallelujah. Somebody come in this house thirsting tonight. Someone come in this house thirsting for a drink. I feel like that river of living water has flowed in this house tonight. And I don't feel like, amen, you might feel like it's a little too late. You might feel like, amen, that it's, amen, altar time is over. But I want to tell you here tonight, brother and sister, there is something great for those that will reach in. Pastor told us tonight, let's reach in. Let's dig in. Amen, let's step in. Because you know what? Amalek is coming up behind. He's coming up before. Sometimes he comes on every side, but we can look up to our redemption, because he's drawing nigh to us tonight. We can look up under the one that is our help, the one that is our hope, the one that is our faith, our confidence. I tell you, the devil is pressing lives sore, and he's pressing, and he's doing everything he can, and he's dragging souls out into the desert. You know what I love about my Savior is that we may go through a desert time, that we may wander a little bit through the wilderness, brother, but he never leaves us helpless. Amen. He always comes through, and I feel like somebody could testify tonight and say, I know. Amen. Because through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and through it all, I've learned to trust in my God. Hallelujah. I've learned to trust him. There comes those times when I have to know. I have to know. I must know. I've got to know. Is the Lord among us or not? Is he amongst us or not? I believe he is. I know he is. I know he is. How many of you feel that he is? Now, you don't have to lift a hand, but personally, in our own personal lives, do you believe he is? Do you know that no matter what comes your way, no matter what knocks at your door, amen, no, even if it's the temptation and the haunting of my past that tries to pull on me and take me back one more time to those weak and those beggarly elements, that I can still look up and believe that the same God that brought me out of Egypt's land, the same Lord that delivered me from my enemy, is the same Lord tonight that can help me to lead me on to victory. Help me to make my journey. Help me to know that I can make it tonight. I got to know that I can make it. Because I tell you one time that I allow myself, I'm going to read this to you one more time here. He said, how he met thee by the way, and he smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee. When thou wast faint and weary. Don't think for a moment tonight the devil don't know when you're not faint. He knows when you're weary. But the great thing is I know someone else that knows when I'm faint, brother. And he knows when I'm weary. And he knows when I need strength. And he knows when I need help. I feel like someone tonight needs to just reach up to heaven and say, Lord, I'm waiting for that help. I'm waiting for that supply, that eternal supply. Amen. Something that is not limited. Something that is not without. Amen. My faith is limited at times. And I can't see exactly the glory of what God has for me. But when I begin to look beyond the trouble, and I begin to look beyond the trial, and I look beyond that problem, I realize, brother, that he is still faithful to bring us through. He is still faithful to carry us over the mountain and through that deep, dark valley, brother. When I don't know which way to turn, I can trust him. I can trust him. I can believe him. He'll not let me down. He doth not fail. He doth not fail. Hallelujah. Can I testify to you just for a moment? 2 years ago, brother, amen, my wife and I were going through a definite trial. And I had an attack that came against me in my body. And we were going through it at the same time, Brother Snow, with my mother. She had been very ill at that time. We were going to the hospital all the time. 2 years ago. And Brother Wayne, I might have told you about this, but I had an affliction come up on my body. And I had such a pain in the back of my neck, brother. And I told my wife, I said, pray for me. I said, this thing is hurting so bad. And she began to pray for me. She'd pray for me. She'd tell me every day. She said, Joe, the Lord's going to heal you. I said, I know. I believe he will. I know he can. But it seemed to just get worse, progressively worse. Let me just take a little time. I won't hold you long. Just progressively worse, brother. Till pretty soon there was a growth began to grow up on the back of my neck. At the end of about a month's time, it became the size of my fist on the back of my neck. I couldn't even button my shirt, brother. And I was in so much pain, and it was affecting my whole body. I felt so sick, and I felt like I was to that point. I'll be the first to confess to you tonight, brother and sister. Hey, man, it hits the pulpit too sometimes. Amen. And sometimes the devil likes to tell us, oh, is the Lord amongst you or is he not? When Amalek comes and he tries to make me feel like, amen, that I can't make it, and he tries to make me feel like that it can't be resolved, amen, that's for the times when we've got to look up one more time and believe that he can. Believe that he can. My wife would get a bath ready for me, a hot bath, to try to relieve me of some of the pain I was in. And I'd get in that bath and I'd lay there and I'd say, oh Lord, oh God, have mercy upon me. According to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, forgive my doubts, my fears, my unbelief. And I look up to heaven and I say, Lord, what is this? My wife, she didn't tell me exactly what it looked like, brother. So one day I went in the bathroom. Because I was feeling so bad, and I took a mirror and I looked myself. I wanted to see what it looked like. And it was the biggest, blackest, ugliest thing I ever seen in my life. the biggest, blackest, ugliest thing I ever seen in my life. Amalek comes, and Amalek's ugly, and Amalek's mean, and Amalek hates you. I'll just say Amalek's the devil, okay? He hates us. He hates me and you with a passion, and he'll do anything he can do. Why was it that the message this morning was trying to pull somebody back? Because Amalek's trying his best. He is trying his best. And somebody has forgotten what Amalek did before. Somebody's forgotten what happened when Amalek got in the midst of my life, of my heart, of my mind. What havoc he wrought. I looked at that thing and I said, you are nothing but an ugly devil. And you're going to go. In the name of Jesus. It scared me, brother. I'll be honest with you, it scared me. It scared me, Brother Wayne. And I actually went to my wife in tears. I said, what is this? What is this? She prayed for me again. We began to pray. 2 months went by. I want to just tell you this. Maybe it be a help to somebody here tonight. Hallelujah. 2 months went by. And it seemed to just get worse and worse. The pain was worse. We had a brother from the Cherokee Reservation there in Oklahoma. He called us and he said, we want you to come and have revival. And I told my wife, I said, I don't know. It's going to be tough, Brother Snow. It's going to be tough. But something smote my heart. I said, we got to go. We got to go. The second night of that revival, came a young Indian couple. The devil had got in their home, split them up, caused a bunch of trouble. But that night, they come back to the Lord, gave their hearts to God. God put the home back together, put their family, brought their children back, restored. And I told my wife, I said, if nothing else, this revival, it was worth it all just to see those two come. The third night of that revival, we had an altar service, brother, and we just felt the glory of the Lord in that house. And I felt such a heat from the top of my head down to the middle of my back or so, go through my back. And I told my wife after the service, Brother Snow, I said, I feel like the Lord touched me tonight. I felt something I've never felt in my life. Come on, church, he's a healer tonight. He's a healer tonight. Amalek is ugly. Amalek wants to destroy. The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. But he said, I've come that you might have life. The life givers in this house tonight, the life givers in this house, but don't let those things, amen, that Amalek tries to harness with make us feel like it's God amongst us, or is he not? Is he not hearing my cry? Is he not hearing my prayer? We went home after the service that night, and I was excited, brother, because I even felt better. And I took my shirt off, and I let my wife look. And brother, that thing was gone. Completely gone. Completely gone. And I can tell you tonight, there's not a scar, there's not a mark, there's nothing there. But I know it was the devil. I know it was the devil. And I'm not giving him no credit tonight, but I want to give credit to the one that is the healer. And I want to give credit to the one that is the victor here tonight. And I feel like somebody needs to know that he still can. Amen. No matter what form or shape that I take when he comes after you. Amen. Just remember how God delivered you before. He's able to deliver you again. Amen. Joshua was given the command by Moses. He said, go and choose us out men to go and fight with Amalek and Rephidim. Amen. They went down into the valley, and as Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. When he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. But when he got a little weak and he got a little weary, amen, he called on his sidekicks there, Aaron and Hur, and they stood by his sides, brother, and they held his hands up high and the rod of God in his hand, and victory was wrought for Israel that day. I feel like tonight that someone needs to know that victory still belongs to the church of the living God. It still belongs to the holiness people of the living God tonight. I want to tell you, it pays to live for him. It pays to obey him. It pays to observe his commandments. and to trust Him tonight, how can I turn to the weak and the beggarly when He's been so good to me? He's been so good to us. Lift a hand with me one more time if you would. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you much longer. I feel like, hallelujah, I feel like the Holy Ghost. Thank the Lord. I know He's done some great things here tonight already, but I feel like someone in this house needs to know that the answer's here, needs to know that He's able. Needs to know that He can do. Needs to know that He's willing. He's able. Hallelujah. Amalek doesn't have to haunt me. My past doesn't have to captivate me. Amen. It doesn't have to be something that will trouble me or stop me from being what the Lord wants me to be. I can remember, but I can go on forward. I can remember and I can put my trust in the King of Glory. I can remember tonight and stand upon His promise. He's faithful. He's so faithful, brother. He's so faithful. Close your eyes with me if you would. Every mind upon the Lord just a little while here tonight. Hallelujah. Remember what Amalek did. Remember what he did. When you come through that trial, you come through that problem in your life, you come through that terrible time, and the devil tried to rain havoc upon your life. But thank God. Thank God. My deliverance came. My deliverance came. Hallelujah. My deliverance came. He's a deliverer, church. He's a healer. He's a savior. He's one that breaks the bonds and the chains of captivity, of darkness tonight. He can turn my night into day. He can bring the resolve and the answer to a situation that cannot be resolved by man's hand. My Savior can do it tonight. I know He's able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just right where you're at, stretch out a hand towards heaven. Would you just stretch out a hand right where you're at right now? In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Master. Oh, yes, Master. Hallelujah. I feel like somebody here tonight's had an Amalek come up against you. I feel like someone here tonight, the devil has tried his very best. Sometimes he succeeded to steal your victory, steal your joy, steal your hope. Somebody needs to know that Jesus can still save to the uttermost. Somebody needs to know that He can still deliver you from that addictive Amalek addiction. Hallelujah. That thing that's got you captive, got you bound. If you think that no one loves you, He loves us tonight. And our lives, oh, it gets out of hand. Sometimes it does. Oh, yes, but we know. We know. I know a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us tonight? Just everyone standing. Hallelujah. Just put your minds on Him. Yes, sir. They call Him Savior. A Redeemer. Oh, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, but hallelujah. I feel like somebody needs to know that God can help you overcome Amalek one more time. Is the Lord amongst us or not? I know He is. Yes, He is. If you think that no one loves you and your life, hallelujah. Oh, don't let that past life haunt you tonight. Just remember and go on. Remember and go on. Hallelujah. You can run on, church. You can live on for Him. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, son. They call Him Savior. Oh, the Redeemer. Yes, my Redeemer. Oh, what a Redeemer He is. But I... Hallelujah. Can you call on Him tonight? Can you call on Him tonight? Would you call on Him tonight? Hallelujah. Would you step out of your seat tonight? Can we make it around these altars somewhere? Can we find a place tonight? Just for a little while. Hallelujah. And your life is out of hand. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, but I. Oh, what a man is more than man. He's more than man. Savior, Lord, Redeemer. Don't let him stop you tonight. Don't let Amalek stop you.
Son,
call him Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't want to let it pull on me anymore. After I've known him. After he's done so much for me. Hallelujah. For he is my dearest friend. Yes, he is. Let him do what no one can do tonight. If you think that no one loves you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Master. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you call on him tonight? Can you call on him tonight? Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can. Oh, yes, son. They call him Savior. Oh, the Redeemer of all men. Yes, Lord. But I call him Jesus, my Jesus. Yes, Lord. For he is my dearest friend. Hallelujah. Redeemer, Savior, Healer. He's in this house. If you think
that
no one loves you, and your life is out of hand. Oh, yes, I know a man. Hallelujah. Oh, help us call on him tonight. Help us wait upon him. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, son. They call him Savior.